10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to Season 1, Episode 7 of Toons Game Time, right here on the Trending Topics Network. My name is Brian, and on this week's show, it's just Brian. I'm doing a solo show here this evening, simply because life gets in the way sometimes, and I did have some notes thrown together for the show. But given the circumstances, I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to do a show because life. As it were. But I am putting together what will be probably a shorter show. Now, we're going to cover a couple little things in the news here because there is some really important stuff going on in the gaming world, and I thought I kind of need to bring that to you, if for no other reason, for regularity purposes. Be that as it may, here we are, right here together, on Game Time. If you need to contact the show, by all means do. There's a lot of different ways. You hear me every single week telling you. Toonshow.com has really everything you could possibly need. Any possible way to contact us outside of my home phone number, which I likely won't give because that would irritate my wife. However, if you go to Toonshow.com and under the Become a Loony tab, you will literally find every possible connection that you could need to get a hold of me. You can find our Facebook page, which is, incidentally, facebook.com/toonshow. Our Twitter handle, our individual Twitter handles, our email address. You find all that under the Become a Loony tab. So go there. Find that stuff. Check out the site. We put up some crazy stuff every now and again, including an article that I just published. The Zelda movie trailer that was put out by IGN a couple years ago that I totally went for, and I was just remembered. I happened to remember it as I was preparing for this week's show, so I thought that I would share that with you, but various little things like that. Not everything will be video game related, but a lot of it tends to end up video game related. Also, go to TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Why, do you ask? Because at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, you can actually subscribe to the entire Trending Topics Network, which includes a literal ton of shows. And I don't know if that's literal. That'd be a lot of digital information, because electricity, I don't know what it weighs. But either way, we'll just go with ton. And I called up, if you do go to TuneShow.com, under the podcast section, the podcast tab at the 10 of the top of the page, you'll find a complete list of all the different shows that are on the Trending Topics Network. And literally, there's something for everybody, so be sure to check that out. You've got All Wine Aside, BYOB, Cerebral Satire, DSJNP, Game Face, which is also a video game podcast that's done once in a while by Piper the DJ. You've got NFL Easy Picks, which is actually anything goes at this point. Real News, the Spanish Announce Table, the Wayback Throwback Show, Tunes, of course, and Trending Mobile Technology, which actually just released a new episode of that today, so that's nice and fresh and right ready for you. Be sure to check that out. Either go to TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can find all that, or go through Tune Show, because we've got those links up there. We also have under the TTNet Websites tab, the websites that I'm actually aware of and that are run by Trending Topics Network people. So you find the Old School at the Movies and Spanish Announce Table and All Wine Aside. Be sure to check them out. Support the network. Support this show. And support the friends of the show. Either way, this show is not necessarily about everything else that's going on in the network, which is a lot of good stuff. But it is about video games, and that's what we really come together each and every week right here on Toons Game Time for, because we love the video game world, we love playing video games, we love everything about the industry, maybe not everything about the industry, first-person shooters. I'm looking at you. but either way, it really comes down to what we've been playing and what I've been playing this week, which you can find me in two different places. If you're on Xbox Live, I do have an Xbox 360, and you can find me at BobLee17. So that's BobLY17. That's my gamer tag. Everybody calls them something different. And my PS Network ID is actually Toons Brian. Pretty easy to remember, right? Toons Brian, that's pretty much everything that you can get a hold of me. BobLee17, that's just something completely different. Maybe one day I'll change that. But for now, it's BobLee17. Be sure to reach out to me. Let me know that you did. Hit me up on Twitter or wherever it is, so that I at least know that you've tried to befriend me, so that I know who you are, because that's important. I get weird friend requests all the time, especially on PlayStation Network. I don't understand that. You just get these messageless friend requests, and it's kind of weird. But either way, just let me know. Be it through email, be it through Twitter, be it through Facebook. I say, hey, Brian, I just friend requested you or something like that, and I'll be sure to get a hold of you. This week, though, what I have been playing, I've been playing a lot of Madden 15, primarily because I just play a quick game of it before I lay down after getting home, after taking my son to school, just sort of a wind down from work. And I find that playing a sports game that has a finite amount of time to it, because basically the end of the whistle is the end of the game, and I can just really easily turn it off at that point. And I think that's a good thing to remember, because if I were to get into some of the games that I have around the house, like a Skyrim or something like that, I would come home from work, go to wind down, and the next thing you know, the kids would be walking in the door, and I will have gotten no sleep. So I have found that sports games tend to really do me well for that type of situation. But that being said, I have been playing The Last of Us Remastered as well. I just love that game. And I'm at kind of a point right now to where I'm really into the story, but I'm not good at shooters, like, pretty much at all. I have terrible aim, and I don't know what it is. I've never been good at them. And I think that's why I have such a problem with first-person shooters. It's just because I'm not very good at them. Which is weird. And my friends, they've often been like, why aren't you good at this game? Because, you know, I was in the Army and I can aim a rifle, a real rifle. It's like, it's a completely different thing. But, yeah, The Last of Us Remastered, like, every amount of progress that I make in that game, I just find myself more and more just satisfied. I love the game. Everything about the story, the acting, the graphics, just about everything in that game. I've not really come across a whole lot that I don't like outside of the minor nuisance, because it is a minor nuisance, which is the shooter aspect of that game. But also, when I've had time to come down into the basement, which is Toon Studios East, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII, chipping away at it. And I know it's an older system, and it's an older game, but there's something about it that I just still love. I think it's one of those classics that you just have fond memories of. Really, it is the game that got me into RPG-style games. The turn-based is something that is missing in a lot of games outside of a game like Final Fantasy, which comes out. And it's just fun. It's a good time. I've got Final Fantasy IX waiting for me as soon as I finish up Final Fantasy VII. And I can't wait to get to that, too, because I honestly believe that IX is better than VII, even though VII has such an iconic place, not only in the video gaming community, but also in my own heart. I haven't gotten to the Knights of the Round yet in the game, and you know, that was one of the biggest, most badass things you could possibly come upon whenever you were playing Final Fantasy VII. It was almost a race with your friends to see who could get to it first. And so you'd play hours upon hours upon hours just to get ahead of where your friends were in the game. And I want to see my son have the reactions that I had when I was a kid with Final Fantasy VII. I know he's playing Final Fantasy IX now. and really enjoying that. But it's really kind of fun to share the different games from your youth with the next generation, or even the generation right after you. Because I know that, you know, you talk to some people, like on Twitter. I'm 36 years old. The majority of Twitter users, for the most part, outside of hockey Twitter, typically in the late teens to early 20s, and maybe they can say, well, I have fond memories of this system. You're like, well, what was your first system? And they say PlayStation 1. And you're just like, oh, man. You gotta check out some of the Genesis games, the Road Rashes, just strange games. And one of the games I want to get, by the way, Arch Rivals. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but it is March Madness. And Arch Rivals was one of the most fun basketball games I think I've ever played. It kind of had the visual feel of NBA Jam, if you're not familiar with it. But it was at the same time kind of a physical slapstick comedy type basketball game where you could pull down the opposing player's pants and then they lose possession of the ball. Just a lot of fun, really fun. I need to actually look for that for my son because I think he'd have a blast with that just on that one feature alone. But either way, we have a responsibility to share some of the retro games with the youth of today, or the relative youth of today and tomorrow. So be sure to do that. But that's what I've been playing this week. Madden 15, The Last of Us, and Final Fantasy VII. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into the reason why y'all came here. Because I don't think it's to listen to me ramble on about retro games. No. It's to find out what's going on with the news of the week. Nintendo's Wii Sorry is finally coming? That's right, you heard me right. Maybe it won't be called the Wii Sorry. But Nintendo, according to Geek.com and numerous other sources, announcing that, first off, Nintendo IP is heading to mobile game devices, which means that non-Nintendo hardware and App Store games will actually be coming from Nintendo. So that's a big deal. One of the things that people have been saying, including myself on this show and others, is that Nintendo needs to utilize mobile better to their advantage because they already have in their games a lot of the formatting, given their unique controllers on the Wii U. They have the ability to do some innovative things. They are a peripheral heavy company and consoles. But now what they're doing, they're saying that they're going to have a whole division that's basically dedicated to bringing you mobile games. They're going to have the first releases this summer, I believe. I haven't seen an exact date. But entering the mobile games business actually made Nintendo really think outside their comfort zone. And I think it's going to benefit Nintendo in the future. One of the things they're also doing, they announced that a successor to either the 3DS or the Wii U is on its way. Codename, Nintendo NX. So you gotta think, with the Wii U's pretty much all but a complete failure in the console wars, they gotta be thinking ahead, trying to come up with something that's actually gonna make a chip in the PS4 and the Xbox One. Their market share. They are being pretty secretive about it at this point, rather. Sorry about that. But at this point, they're basically saying that the process has begun on coming out with something new. Nintendo can be pretty ambitious, you could say, when they want to be. They're the ones who came up with the Nunchuck controller. Motion controls, which was a huge hit. The one thing that they need to, if they're going to give a home console, like an actual legit console and not a handheld, is they need to find a way to attract third-party developers to that system. Right now, that is the one thing, the only thing, making the Wii U just completely unattractive to consumers. That's why I don't have it, because why would I want to buy a whole system that I'm only going to be able to play Mario games or forms of Mario games? It's just not going to happen. I'm not that interested in Kirby. I'm sorry. I'm just not. That being said, it's a step in the right direction, and we will see exactly what happens as that story develops, because as of right now, they said they'll have more information next year. So, sorry if you want all the details now, but that ain't happening. LEGO is looking to build on Skylanders Infinity and Amiibo's successes. That's right, in case you have not been paying attention, gaming toys are a huge deal. Whether it was Skylanders, who really started the trend, Disney's Infinity, or the new Nintendo Amiibo system, some companies are realizing, hey, there's a ton of money to be made with that little venture. According to, again, Geek.com, LEGO, the popular brick-building toy, which everybody has had at some point in their life, and whose video gaming franchise is just amazing, Telltale Video Games, the developer actually really have built an empire on the back of LEGO, and rightfully so. They're fun little games, they're simple, you can crap on them all you want, but LEGO games, by and large, are pretty fun. Well, Toys to Life refers to the relatively recent new video game genre, where players can put physical objects, like the Amiibo, like the Skylanders toys, like the Infinity figures, onto a scanner, and then it actually affects the games. Well, the thing is, there's not much info coming out yet, but LEGO wants to cash in on that by releasing a whole bunch of their own line of these types of toys. They have said to expect these toys for holiday 2015, which means November. So be on the lookout for that, especially if you have kids, because you're going to be suckered into buying a lot of these. But obviously, TT Games, who are the ones behind the LEGO series, as I mentioned earlier, they're actually behind this project, and I would imagine they're behind this project 100% with no doubts. What's not known? What types of games these will have? Whether they're going to base it on games that already exist, like the Marvel video games, whether it's going to be like an Indiana Jones-style game, or whether they're going to come up with a whole new game system, all new properties. Jurassic World is one of the ones that Geek.com pointed out. That would be kind of fun. LEGO dinosaurs and whatnot. And I think that with the LEGO Marvel superheroes, they kind of expanded into not just basing their entire video game on the little yellow head figure that they started out with, where everybody was basically the same with a slightly different skin. If you haven't played Marvel Superheroes from LEGO, you have characters like the Incredible Hulk and Abomination, who are just huge and don't necessarily look like all the other characters. So are they going to go that route? They could really do a number of things with a number of different properties that are coming out. It's just a matter of keeping an eye on it and what they are actually going to do. This is a genre that has really taken off, and apparently in 2014, that's all the evidence that you need, because Skylanders had $2 billion in total revenue. Really, I mean, that's more than the Call of Duty franchise in 2014. Either way, that $2 billion is hard for any company to turn down. If there's money to be made, a company like LEGO which is in the hearts and minds of the little children of the world, are going to be able to capitalize on that. Especially if they are able to push $80 Lego sets in their efforts. I'm sure that they'll gladly package those little guys up, exclusive ones, $150 set to try to move some of those units. Would not surprise me at all. I would expect to see a lot of these sets going on eBay after they're released. But either way, keep an eye on that, because you're going to see them probably at E3. They'll reveal some of this stuff, I would imagine, especially if they're going to be out for the 2015 holiday season, which is right around the corner. If you decide to give blood, you can get blood. Born. Actually, this broke today, this afternoon. PlayStation Denmark and Give Blood, which is a Red Cross-like organization, I guess, in Denmark, are offering a special gift for donors who participate in an upcoming blood drive. That would be a free, count it free, copy of From Software's Bloodborne. According to the site, translated with the help of Google, and according to Polygon.com, by the way, that's where I'm reading this from, the promotion is part of an effort to encourage more male donors of blood. That's a way to do it, I guess. Give away video games. Participants can choose either Bloodborne or another PlayStation game. That list is actually not included, so we don't know what those games are. However, those who do donate blood will also have the chance to win a PlayStation 4. If you happen to live in Denmark, and I would imagine you'd have to be a citizen of Denmark to participate, you can enter for the chance to win the PlayStation 4 and get those games on Monday, March 23rd. So that's in 3 days, a little less than 3 days, from 12 noon to 5 o'clock local time. You can actually go to a facility in Copenhagen, Ruvesh 7, 2300 Copenhagen South. Which I don't know what that is, but it's ITU is the location. So if you happen to be a Denmarkian, or a Denmarker, or a Den Mother Focker, something, if you live in Denmark and you want more information and you don't know where to find it, please contact me on Twitter at TunesBrian and I'll tell you. I'll be able to find that, and no problem at the time at all. I got you covered. However, most of us don't live in Denmark, and most of us, if we go to give blood, we'll just get a little cup of orange juice and a really crappy sugar cookie of some sort afterwards. But, more importantly, go donate blood, people. Save a life. Especially if you're like me and happen to be O-negative, the universal donor. But it is important, and I'm glad that this company is actually finding a way to encourage gamers to actually participate in that process. So moving on. Hey, Kojima, why don't you do us a solid? If you happen to be a fan of Metal Gear Solid, by the way, maybe you've been following this story, but Hideo Kojima, who is one of the main game designers for the Metal Gear Solid series, it's been kind of in the news, if you would say, because his company, Kojima Productions, is actually leaving Konami, the maker of Metal Gear Solid. GameSpot actually revealed on Thursday that there are power struggles between Kojima Productions and Konami. Kojima was actually removed from Konami's website, pretty much all indications that he's even involved with that company at this point. But given all the controversy around it, given that his employment contract is expected to end before the turn of the year, Kojima actually, he issued a statement saying, quote, "I want to reassure fans that I am 100% involved and will continue working on Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. I'm determined to make it the greatest game I've directed to date. Don't miss it." He also said that he would continue to develop and distribute top-quality content in the Metal Gear series following the Phantom Pain. But the thing is, a lot up in the air right now with Metal Gear series. Like they alluded to earlier in the article, there has been sort of a power struggle between Kojima Productions and Konami. Konami, I don't even know how to pronounce it, to be honest, because I've heard it pronounced both ways. Konami has actually made no secret that they are looking for a replacement staff for the continuation of that franchise. I know it's a really, really popular franchise. The people who like Metal Gear Solid are as diehard gamers as you can find. I never actually got into the series, to be honest, and maybe that's sacrilege. But I just really haven't played it. And I don't know. Call me the equivalent of somebody that I would call somebody who hasn't seen Star Wars. But I just have not. I never got into it. But that is what it is. So Metal Gear Solid, I'm not exactly sure when exactly that's supposed to release. But if you've been a fan of the series since the beginning, given everything that's going on, I would say that just his departure alone, Kojima's departure alone, is going to be enough to motivate you to go out and buy this game. I might pick up one of the original ones and play it just to see what it's about and maybe get into it from there. Just not now, kind of low priority on my list, but either way. That's right. I'm actually going to be abandoning one of my principal video gaming policies when it comes to purchasing video games for this game, Mortal Kombat X, which is coming out next month. We're within a month of this thing being released. My policy, as I've stated before on this show, is never, ever pre-purchase a game. However, the more I read about this game, the more I have to actually admit that I am a complete Mortal Kombat fanboy, which I've gone into in detail. I think I've owned every Mortal Kombat game with the exception of Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate Gold Edition. I think that's the only one that I haven't owned. So there's no doubt that I will own Mortal Kombat X at some point, but the more I read about it, the more I'm going to actually pre-purchase this game. Especially given the news that broke, I believe it was earlier this afternoon. The Predator has been confirmed as the latest addition to Mortal Kombat X's character roster. I'm a huge Predator fan. I love Predator. I think I own every single movie that has anything, even a reference to the Predator in it. And there aren't many movies that I get that into, but The Predator, I love it. Everything about that movie, everything about the Mortal Kombat series. So it just suffices to say, when I heard that The Predator would be in Mortal Kombat X, I had a little bit of a geek out. I'm having a little bit of a geek out just talking about it, but that's okay. No official art or character details have been revealed yet by NetherRealm Studios, the makers of Mortal Kombat X. However, the Predator was not the only big name to be released in the past week or so, because Jason Voorhees will also be in the premium edition of this game. So you need to go out there and get it, because you got Jason Voorhees, who joins after a lot of people said that he should have been in Mortal Kombat 9 because Freddy Krueger was. But now you've got Jason Voorhees and Predator in the same game, along with Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade, which was really an eventuality. Just amazing, the things that they keep adding to this, but that wasn't the only news. I mean, that's probably the biggest news. However, one of the other things, and I think this one's actually kind of dumb, I don't really like what they actually came up with here, but doing a live gameplay demonstration on Twitch. NetherRealm Studios actually revealed a new finisher called the Quitality. So if you break that down, it's like an ality, but it's a quit-ality. If a player just quits an online match for whatever reason, the character's head will explode. Okay. Great. So, according to NetherRealm developer Derek Kurtzik, the concept of a quitality is to reward players who have been abandoned, as opposed to punishing those who abscond from online duels. How many times can you see a head explode and still find it to be a reward? I just, once. Maybe if the person was being a dick, you get a little bit of a thrill out of it. But what they should have done in this instance is totally made it a free-for-all. Basically made it a training session where you just systematically can just tear that character apart. Like, that would be so awesome. I think that would be much better than just having the character's head explode. Because really, what have you done? What have you done? You've done nothing. The person just quit. So the person has a bad internet connection. They live in New Zealand or something. And they have a satellite dish. They live in the country. And all of a sudden, the connection drops. Then their head explodes. Okay, great. Big deal. You weren't required to do anything to make that happen, so I don't see where the satisfaction would actually come from that. However, that's the one lone little thing that I've seen that I've just totally found to be a negative in Mortal Kombat X thus far in all the reveals. And with just a month to go, I think that's a good sign. They showed video of Johnny Cage, which I actually posted on TuneShow.com earlier this week, switching between the different fighting styles. Each character will have up to 3 fighting styles that they're able to switch back and forth from, which is a huge thing for me. I love that. In Mortal Kombat, Deadly Alliance, and Deception, really one of my just favorite things about those games, those particular games, was the ability to switch fighting styles. And even switch to a weapon stance, which was pretty awesome. Some of the characters will have weapon stances, I'm gathering, in the Mortal Kombat X game. People like Kotal Kahn, he actually has a weapon that will be part of his repertoire. I'm sure that Sub-Zero will have his ice sword at some point, whether it's through a fighting stance itself or being able to call upon that to use it. And, of course, Scorpion always has his handy spear around, so be sure to look out for that too. But the more I hear about Mortal Kombat X, the more I become a fanboy of that game, and the sooner I want to go out and just drop my money, all my money, on the pre-order of that game. Not to mention the fact that if you pre-order it, you get to fight as Goro, which I would probably rarely ever do, to be honest. I'm not a Goro fan. I liked fighting Goro in the first couple games, but not necessarily fight as him. Doesn't really do a lot for me. Either way, the game launches April 14th, the day before Tax Day, for the Xbox One, 360, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, and PC. Be on the lookout for it, and maybe I'll fight you online. You'll probably kick my ass, because even though I love the game, I'm not that great at it. Mainly because I don't have anybody to play with, typically, around here. Whereas the early games, I actually played all the time, because couch co-op was where it's at. But that is what it is. What we're going to do right now, that is the news for the week. And we're going to play a little sound clip here. See if you can guess what it is. And then I'll reveal what it is after we go over the video game releases that you can look forward to in the upcoming week. You're listening to Tunes Game Time right here on the Trending Topics Network and TuneShow.com. All right, now let's get down to it. After I do the video game releases, I will actually tell you what the sound clip of the week was, if you haven't guessed it already. It is from a video game. There's your hint. Either way, a lot of stuff is coming out this week. And I'm just going to start out with what came out today, because you can go out right now and pick that up. Any major retailer. So you'll probably want to, especially if your name is Ryan Noble, although I already received word that Ryan Noble is playing the following game as we speak, and that is Mario Party 10, which came out for the Wii U today. Highly anticipated game. The Mario Party series is amazingly just a staple of the Nintendo franchise. It is everything that a party game should be, I guess you could say. It really set the foundation up for party games. Your Viva Pinatas and all those games, even Shrek, came out with its own party game. And that's all based on the popularity, really, of Mario Party. Also coming out for the Nintendo 3DS was Fossil Fighters Frontier, which came out here today. Next week, however, Monday, Out of the Park 16 for the PC. And then Tuesday, you've got Bloodborne coming out. A big PS4 exclusive. A lot of people looking forward to that, especially after the Order 1886 kind of flamed out. A lot of people were really torn between the Order 1886 and Bloodborne as to what was going to be the most anticipated title of the early year. The Order 1886, a lot of people liked it, a lot of people didn't. So Bloodborne is hoping to capitalize and possibly take over the favorite for consideration for the Game of the Year at this point, early in the year, as an exclusive. We'll see. I kind of, after seeing more and more of Bloodborne, kind of, meh. But I'll probably check it out, give it a rent. Much like I did Drive Club this week. Which, look for the video for that. I have to edit the videos down. But I did a drunk driving experiment with Drive Club for the PS4. So be on the lookout for that. I will have it up on TuneShow.com, hopefully by the end of the weekend. I'm hoping, if I can make the time to get some video editing done. But either way, back to the video game releases, because on March 24th as well, for the Xbox One and PS4, you've got Borderlands, the Handsome Collection. Every Borderlands game is super fun. It just has its own unique sense of humor that is just really reliable. Good times. Get the Handsome Collection, as I said, on the Xbox One and PS4 on Tuesday. Also, for the PC, you've got Glorkian Warrior, or Warrior, rather. Because I just concentrated on the word war. But Glorkian Warrior for Warrior. I did it again for the PC on March 24th. I'm abandoning that. Moving on. Lego Ninjago Shadow of Ronin for the Vita and the 3DS comes out on the 24th as well, for all your handheld needs. Then the last one that comes out on the 24th is actually Slender the Arrival, coming out for the PS4 on the 24th, and then the following day on the Xbox One it will come out. That's the 25th. So Wednesday of next week is Slender the Arrival for the Xbox One. Also on the 25th, Ethereum for the PC. The 26th, you will see Infinite Crisis on the PC and Pillars of Eternity on the PC. And then next Friday, March 27th, for the Xbox One and the 360. This actually, I think, is the way to go. If you're going to release a movie, like a video game that goes with a movie, you hand it over to somebody with a lot of experience making this type of game. Microsoft handed off the Fast and the Furious franchise to make the game for the movie. To Forza Horizon 2. Said, make us a game. I haven't seen much on this game. I haven't looked it up, to be honest. But if they're smart, if it's something like a Need for Speed Underground or something like that, I would very, very likely check it out. Because that's the way games should be. And that's what I always pictured would make a good Fast and Furious game, is like a Need for Speed Underground. Something like that. Because Underground was, frankly, one of the best in the series. In my humble opinion. But yeah, those are the games that are coming out this week. Let me know what you think. Are any of these in your wish list? Will you be picking any of these up? Have you picked any of these up already? Did you pre-order them? Did you do any of it? Because Bloodborne had that awesome pre-sale gift of a freaking top hat. But either way, just let me know. Hit me up. The contact information, once again, toonshow.com. You can find me at ToonsBrian on Twitter. You can also find me at ToonsBrian as my PSN ID. Always looking for more people to play with as I get time. Also, you can find the show, email the show, toonshow@gmail.com. Even if you have an MP3 clip or something like that that you'd like to say, that you'd like to send in, rather, telling us about your favorite games or giving us your favorite memory or whatever it is that you'd like to do. You also have the option to get on Skype. Call up Toonshow. Toonshow is the actual Skype ID name. You can call in. I almost always have it on so that you can give a call, and if I'm not there, just leave like a 3-minute answer or message with Skype. I have a setup to record that so I can play that on the show as needed. You are welcome to do that, and really, that's going to be it. Be sure to check out TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can find all the great shows, as I mentioned previously. Shows like Trending Mobile Technology, which just released today. Cerebral Satire, also, I believe, released today. The Spanish Announce Table, Professional Wrestling Podcast, All One Inside, Old School at the Movies. Anything Goes, all of that. It's a lot of fun stuff. A lot of fun stuff goes on at the Trending Topics Network. Also, be sure to check out ToonShow.com, where you can find all the links to those specific shows and that specific network, by the way. Be on the lookout as well for those and Toons with Jack and Brian. We actually just did our big St. Patrick's Day bash, our spectacular, which ended up a lesson as to why you should never try to publish a podcast while drunk. If you have listened to that, I'm actually going to republish this St. Patrick's Day spectacular. Just as a programming note, because the version that I put up was the unedited version, which I didn't edit a version for content as much as I edit it because the program that I use to record actually records my voice on a separate channel as my guest's voice. And so it was, frankly, hard to listen to for me. I caught it several days later when I finally took the time to actually listen. And nobody told me about it, so I don't know if it bothers you guys or not, but I hate hearing me in my left channel and everybody else in the right channel. It's just kind of annoying to me. So I do apologize if that, too, bothered you, but I will republish that on the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, which is just TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, no the. But until next week, my name is Brian. You've been listening to Toons Game Time right here on the Trending Topics Network. Oh, wait a minute, by the way. I didn't tell you what today's sound clip was from, did I? Well, if you recall, there was a game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, and it was called Smash TV. So that was actually the intro music for Smash TV, which was a great game. We've talked about it from time to time on this show, I believe. Yeah, we've talked about it here. But it was one of the fun games, kind of a groundbreaking game at the time. So, there it is. If you got it, congratulations. Let me know that you got it, and I'll give you a high five, or I'll make up some sort of a trophy, a digital trophy for you. But until next week, for real, my name is Brian. Thanks for listening.